All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the World Verse Podcast presented by Ever Defined and recorded at 6 Degree Studios. I'm Kay Leeza.
I'm Gene.
What's good as Bills?
Dead. Skin. Sane.
When I'm famous, I'll start going like this. Dead. Skin. And the whole crowd will say it. That's lit.
I like that.
One day.
I'll get there.
We're back here with another episode. Yes, I didn't realize we did the whole number thing wrong. So we were on more episodes than what we said last
week.
Yeah, this is episode 44, I believe.
I used to say. I was telling people it was 41. I used to say.
The faux faux.
Yeah, this is episode 44.
Faux.
I like that number.
It means we're probably around just over 50.
Kicking the door, waving the 4-4.
Yeah, there we go. That's how we're going to enter it. How's everyone feeling? Everyone all good?
I'm Gucci.
I'm feeling great. Gene, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good, eh? A bit tired, but we're pushing through.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Just got to keep pushing.
That's all.
It's all the creatine I take.
I wish to see. I can see it in your elbows.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So we're going to get straight into the
news. What about you, G? How are you feeling?
I
always wait for it, too. I always wait for someone to ask. No, Uncle.
It's like instead of just answering like the general question, you wait until one of us asks you.
Ask him,
otherwise, definitely. This will be a thing later on in the episode.
Because I keep getting yelled at.
No one asked how I was feeling in the first minute.
Because I keep getting yelled at for interrupting people. So I thought I'd just let everybody fucking talk and they'd just forget about me like always.
See what I mean? Like, you can't win. It happens anyway.
He's a difficult fucking person. He's a prima donna.
Well, I've never known what that meant. What does that even mean?
Prima donna?
Yeah. It means you're a f***ing, like, you're a f***ing princess.
Yeah, along the lines of that.
But where does the term come from? Like
Madonna?
Bridget.
But before her.
It's French.
So before Madonna.
Well, what does Madonna mean?
I have no idea.
Madonna's a verb.
Can someone look up what Madonna... Let me look up what Madonna means. Madonna.
So then what's a prima donna? So prima donna's like you existed before Madonna.
Though. Nah, I'm just f***ing with you with that.
Madonna only means the Virgin Mary, a picture, statue, or medallion of the Madonna, an idolized, virtuous, and beautiful woman. So
a prima donna is just like someone that like acts up over like bullshit.
Here we go.
And blows it out in proportion.
When someone calls you a prima donna, it's a person who thinks she or he is better than everyone else. Oh, and does not work well as part. You know what? That is spot on. You are spot on.
I don't know where that comes from though, because it doesn't even like Madonna itself doesn't.
I only remember
like...
her from Lose Yourself.
What's that?
Oh, between being the father and the prima donna. The term prima donna. So it's actually not pre Madonna. It's prima and donna. The first use of the phrase was in Italy in 1782. However, back then it was used to refer to the principal female singer in the opera.
Yeah, well, that's what it says.
So she was the better than everyone else person.
Yeah, so it does say for Madonna, it's Italian from ma and then donna for lady. So it's like my lady.
So I was wrong as f***.
So no, but a prima donna is just someone who thinks they're better than everyone else.
Yeah, my teacher told me that at school and I was just like, you're wrong.
That you were a prima donna?
Yeah. It's just, so that's when I used to like act up and shit. So that's what I thought it was. I thought it was like when you like act up, like, the littlest f***ing thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because
uncle used to act up.
It's an interesting word to use.
Anyway.
100%.
Thanks for the insight, everyone.
Speaking about Madonna, that brings us to our first subject,
Are
Drake.
You serious? Oh.
Like a
speaking of people who kiss Madonna.
This guy's like the Segway king, bro.
That was so hard.
How did you even think of that?
That would look like a yucky kiss.
You know, Drake, there's a lot of Drake news to start off this podcast.
That's cool. I'm
so Drake announced his tour with 21 Savage.
Yo.
They're going on a tour. Dates have been said.
A world tour?
I don't know. I think... Oh, I don't know.
It wouldn't be a world tour. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a world tour, but I wouldn't be surprised if he does a world tour, but maybe not necessarily
with
21 for the whole leg.
I was about to say, 21 Savage wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's allowed to go to Europe, though.
Yeah.
True. What do you think?
He's from there, though.
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
Yeah, he's from UK.
That's why I said it.
Well, what do you think of what do you think of this announcement?
I feel like it we saw it coming because of obviously that album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like Drake's losing money.
Yeah, well,
someone's broke.
Someone
gambles too much.
Yeah,
100%. Jake Paul. Someone puts $2 million on fights and loses them. Goodness.
Someone, bro, he lost Israel Adesanya's money.
Yeah.
Lost Jake Paul's money. Yeah.
John Jones won the money there, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
That's chump change for him, though.
But the thing is...
And it's not even his money. It's Stakes money, so...
Yeah, I was about to say. Academics pointed out a really good point where he said that Drake and 21 Savage could have been doing stadium tours, right?
Yeah, see, that's an interesting point.
He's doing like arenas tours or something, okay?
Yeah,
they're doing arenas. They're not doing stadiums.
Oh, wow.
Academics were saying they could do stadiums. I'm honest, I don't think they could.
I don't think they could with that album.
Yeah, I don't.
I think,
Drake Paul is.
I think if
stadiums.
Drake was to do a show similar to the one that he done at
New York.
Yeah, what's the place called?
Madison Square Garden.
No. Oh.
That theater.
Oh, the one in Harlem.
Apollo. Yeah. If he was to do a show similar to that, like a career show, like, you know how Michael Jackson done the history tour and went through all his albums and stuff like that. If Drake was to do that, then he'd be able to do stadiums.
Yeah.
I don't think he could do stadiums everywhere tour. I think stadiums everywhere tour, you got to be a different caliber.
Kevin Hart did it.
What do you mean? Drake can't do stadiums.
I'm not saying he can't do it at all. I'm saying worldwide tour, North America.
If he was to come to Australia, let's say he was to come to Australia, he wouldn't be able to do stadiums.
No, but even in America, I don't think every city in America he does stadiums.
I think it's different in America.
Drake's enormous.
I don't think he could.
I don't think there's many people that can do stadiums. Bro, they're too familiar. It's like, you know, it's like you see that person too much.
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. The stadium, I don't know. Like, I guess you guys would have seen it as well. That Ed Sheeran one here, it's ridiculous. The Ed Sheeran tour that he did here, like, it was all stadiums.
I didn't even.
Harry Styles too.
Yeah, I think that was too. But like that. That's
depends what kind of stadium we're talking about here.
Yeah, Suncorp's not really a stadium.
Suncorp is a stadium.
Suncorp's huge.
Ed Sheeran did the Gabba, bro.
No, well, that's what I mean.
He did Gabba.
But that's what I mean. Whoa. Like, if we're talking about stadiums, it's like...
That's what I mean, bro. Like, to do that...
Yeah.
It's a different... Like, it's top 40 radio, mainstream. To, like, everyone,
but it's hard to think that Drake's not that, though.
He's known, but he's not like catalog known. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like Ed Sheeran, a lot of people know.
Yeah, 20, true. Well, the thing is that my mum would go watch Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, but
my mum ain't going to watch Drake.
But your mum might know like 5 or 6 Drake songs.
Yeah.
Not a catalog to make.
My mum don't know that many Ed Sheeran songs, but
it'd be more than Drake.
No, well, she'd rather, like, it'll be I'd rather go watch Ed Sheeran than come and watch Drake.
The go with, like, when Drake performs and does, going back to, like, stadiums and does Kendrick do stadium? Who does stadium tours in
hip-hop?
Yeah.
No one in hip-hop.
I don't think I've seen a stadium tour.
Stadium is like
NFL. Stadium.
It's like 80,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty much doubling or tripling what you do in arena, bro. Because like something like, you know, like
Brisbane Convention Center.
Yeah. Like the arenas, like the NBA arenas, they're usually around 12,000 to 20,000 capacity.
Yeah.
So you're doing that, and then it's like
stadiums
60 to 80.
Stadiums is like WrestleMania G.
Oh, okay, yeah. And like Metallica do like stadium tours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you now.
That's
what
I mean.
No,
it's just a different. Nah. It's just a different breed.
It's for a different demographic.
I thought he did stadium tours. I just thought that's what they did. Like him, Kendrick. I thought they just did. I thought that's what they do.
Nah, you're right. Actually, when you think about like rap music and stuff like that, there's no one that does stadium tours, bro.
But now that you're saying it too, like now that I see it, when like Metallica do like stadium tours, like there's a reason
packed.
For that.
Yeah,
and it's like a 360
Beyonce would be lucky
too.
To do stadiums.
Yeah. Well, I think
they only do like arenas.
I think that's what they said in the US. Like from this world of like hip hop, R&B, the only person that could do stadiums over there is Beyonce, and I think she did do it a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
but
like with the Beyonce album or something.
Yeah, I think it was around that era, and like Khaled was an opener for it.
Yeah.
Jay-Z was performing on it. I think even Nicki and Meek were performing on it at that time.
But every rappers would have to be arenas.
Yeah. But like, now that makes sense. It's just a different caliber to do stadiums. Hey,
how dare you make me walk back on my take?
Do you reckon this is like, I guess, what he means by a graceful exit, though?
Yeah. Okay. So that was another one of the subjects. Yeah. So he was obviously talking with Lil Yachty, and he was talking about a graceful exit, kind of like hinting at
the idea of a retirement.
He's got too much.
There's no way.
I feel like.
Do you think he's great? Do you reckon if he was to finish right now, it would be a graceful exit?
Nah, he can't finish right now, bro. He just signed a $500 million deal.
I was about to say, it would just be like a freaking.
He ain't going anywhere for the next 10 years.
It would be a tease, bro. Because I was going to say, like, he at least needs one more world tour.
Bro.
Before he can exit.
Here's the thing about Drake. Okay. Like, Drake has the potential to be the best rapper ever.
But the thing is, he has the potential to be like Eminem.
Yeah, that's also true.
That is very, very true. And I'm the biggest Drake fan, bro. You know what I mean?
That is very, very true.
Or will he do a Jigga and like retire and then come back like a year later?
I don't know.
Nah.
But, okay, let's say this. Let's get away from everything exterior of like performing, shows, events. Music-wise only.
Yeah.
Like if he was to just disappear right now and... It was known that, like, yeah, he's disappeared because he's done with music.
Yeah.
He's not going, it's not like for him that you don't know what he's doing next.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It's just we know that he's like secluded himself and he's not putting out any more music. Did he have a graceful exit musically?
No. Not at the moment.
Not after. What do you mean by graceful exit, though?
Well, that was what he said, though.
Graceful.
I'm not putting words in his mouth. Right. He said,
exit for him could be I'm doing this album with 21 Savage to help launch him into a new blah blah blah.
Okay, but is that a graceful exit? It's all subjective. Nah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Album.
Like, for your taste buds as a Drake fan, is that a graceful exit for you?
That's not any exit. Bro, don't go nowhere, bro. Drop another album.
Exactly. Like,
give us another freaking.
But he said he's been playing around with the idea of a graceful exit.
Yeah. But the thing is,
let's say the thing
is, he could play around with it, but I bet you he's not thinking of like anytime soon.
Let's say that he actually thinks this is the graceful exit. What do you think of it?
It would be so shit.
I want Bills to say what he thinks of it. Because he doesn't want
to
say.
Well, it's up to him, really.
Drake. I think whatever
Drake. Do what you want, bro.
I think whatever Drake thinks is graceful to me.
I reckon if.
There's no way.
If Donda didn't drop the same day as Certified Lover Boy, and if he would have done Certified Lover Boy and then fucked off, that would have been sweet. But that house was whack too though.
Yeah, I like
it. But I don't even think Certified Lover would have been.
But at least But at least that was like
halfway there,
doing something.
Darkling demo tapes. I would have been happy. Like I see.
But
like
the 21. Nah, the 21
Scorpion,
album.
Scorpion.
Yeah. That would have been like, bro.
All right.
If he exited on Scorpion, that would have been like a.
When Scorpion? It would have been. 2018?
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah. I would have been disappointed, though, because it was that good.
Okay, so we're 5 years removed from Scorpion. Yeah. Let's say we've been five years. Ignore everything that's been done. Let's say in the last 5 years, Drake has dropped nothing. Would we regard him as the best rapper ever?
Negative.
And if we knew that he was never going to put out
there would be
an argument for it.
He'd be on a different pedestal. Yeah,
there'd be an argument for it because the flaws wouldn't be as much as what they are at the moment because he's had three misses since.
I get what you're saying. I think the intrigue for like a lot of fans and then like people that like, cause I know you think he's really actually when he raps, he can actually be a rapper.
Just him as an artist is like amazing, but probably like the only good thing about the him and 21 album is when 21 Savage bites the Project Pat Flow and that's it.
Yeah, but I'm saying
that album was good.
But what I'm saying is if he stopped at a point where people, it's kind of like the thing of like, it's like why people want an Andre 3000 album still. Yeah, you know, it's like that what if, it's that what what could we be? What do we think we could get?
Because how many albums did they end on? Five?
Who, Andre?
Four?
Andre,
yeah, Outkast.
Let me find out.
Bro, I was so late on Andre 3000.
Let me find out.
I
can rattle them off right now.
Yeah, go.
Go on then.
It's Southern Playalistic, AT Aliens, Aquemini,
Stankonia.
Stankonia.
Love Below,
and Speaker Box, which is technically a double album.
It was the same album.
Idlewild, and then that was Idlewild was the last one.
I think it's six.
Six
albums. So, but
so what was so up to Scorpion? What did Drake have?
Up till,
yeah.
So he had Take Care.
Yeah.
He had Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah.
Are you talking about good ones?
No, just in general.
Oh, just albums?
Yeah.
Because So Far Gone was f***ing a taper.
Yeah, we can do So Far Gone. Yeah.
What was the one? What was his first album?
Take Care's got...
Take Care. So Far Gone.
Thank Me Later,
that's it.
And If You're Reading This Is Too Late.
Was that a tape?
The one with Future.
What a Time to Be Alive.
Yeah, What a Time to Be Alive.
Views.
Oh, Redemption. Oh, man.
Bro, that's even bro. That alone, bro. That's nuts.
That's nice. Well, like, think about it this way. Like,
that's seven no misses, bro.
Bro.
They're good albums.
That is seven no misses.
How good is Fire and Desire?
Fire and Desire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, finishing out Scorpion would have left people like.
Yeah.
That's a catalog.
Yeah,
G.
When you say the number two, when you say the number and you think about, like, how good that shit was. Because even, like, the first album, like, Take Care, like, I played that shit, like it was going out of fashion.
Yeah,
that was my favorite album, bro.
Yeah,
Take Care was up there. Yeah, Take Care's up.
Take Care's been a fan.
Nothing was better than Nothing So Was Far
the Same.
Gone.
And that's Nothing the thing. Was the same,
people debate Nothing Was the Same and Take Care a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot, and I feel like people always just think Take Care, and then they listen to Nothing Was the Same, and then they like, damn.
How many times did your replay come through?
Oh, bro, that was like my song.
I don't know how many times I replayed every song.
That song in the motion, bro.
Oh, bro.
Which one's that one on the second one?
Nah, Wu-Tang Forever.
Bro, the sample?
Nah.
Bro, nah, sure. Just, bro. Tuscan Leather, G. That intro.
That's the best intro. That's the best Drake intro of all time.
Yeah, that's the best Drake intro.
And the thing is, I feel like
Pound Cake, oh my bro.
After Tuscan Leather, all the other albums didn't have as much of a stronger intro.
Nah, the only one that did was If Legend, You're Reading This.
Legend was crazy. Okay, so, in your opinion, for him to have a graceful exit, what does that look like?
Oh, bro.
I know. But we'll say for the Drake fans, for you personally, what is the graceful exit?
He's got to do two more good albums.
Two good albums that you enjoy. No specifics.
Yeah. No, two good albums, like two good albums, yeah. Like two classic albums, like all of his stuff before.
Not even one. It can't just be one.
No, bro. Two more.
What? Two? Why does it have to be two?
So that's at least five years.
Blemishes.
Which ones are the blemishes?
Everything after Scorpion.
Okay. What?
Besides, like the stuff that he dropped that weren't on albums, how he had like Dark Lane demo tapes and
that was dope.
Yeah.
Scary Hours and all of that. Yeah. Like,
oh, Scary Hours. Yeah. I wish we can get Scary Hours as our whole tape.
I think that's gonna be another project. I think he's working. Yeah. What's your graceful exit?
My graceful exit would probably have to be, not including Scary Hours and those little side demos, is probably one whole body of work with just Noah and Boy Wonder. And
just the home team, bro.
You know? And yeah, a world tour for that.
Yeah.
And
so you want it to be a known. You want it like him announcing it. So this is,
yeah,
you want it to feel,
I
like
want a whole
the
package.
Last, you
want
to know it's the last album.
I want to get that feeling of when Michael Jackson did This Is It. You know what I mean?
That's actually,
and
I
it's
think
it's have like Majid, Jordan.
I think he should do that.
And Samford.
And Party.
No, and what party. About oh, or a whole bro. OVO.
And the weekend.
You can leave P. Rain back in Toronto. Bro.
Yeah. Well, P-Rain is back in. It's Preem now, okay?
Oh, word?
Wait, hold on.
That's his name.
Hold on, what?
So P-Rain.
P-Rain's name's Preem.
There is no way.
Wait, do you know who Preem is?
Yeah, G.
You like his music?
I like Preem, but I didn't know he was P-Rain.
That's so cool. You're contradicting yourself. So you like like, you don't like Pirain, but you like Prim.
I like Prim.
Well, then you kind of like Pirain.
Well, because I was like, I only ever heard that song. I was really drunk. Bro. And that was it.
Yeah, nah. Prim is... Prim had a good...
He had a good run.
In 2019, 2020.
I don't even know who... Tracks. I've never heard any of those songs.
Maybe you might have. Probably been on a couple.
Yeah.
For me, for Drake, for A Graceful Exit, it might be able to be condensed in two albums. Mm. I just wanted an all R&B Drake album, and then I wanted an all, like, just...
Headlines.
Just, like, rapping and that, like, full... In that full venting style,
yeah,
that he
bro.
Does, you know,
like the Murph flows,
yeah, just full that. But if like Scorpion was that, so if you did something like Scorpion, where it was like an A side, B side, A side is that,
I was literally about
B
to say
side
that.
Is that, yeah, that's what. Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily have to be three, but I want like 10 of those venting type tracks, 10 of the R&B side, and then another classic, and then I like Gene's idea of doing a full like the album. The whole world, he's announced it. This is the last. Yeah. This is my final. Yeah. This is my final contribution to my catalog. And after this, I'll be going on a tour, and that will be me. And the end.
Will
of
it be a stadium
music.
Tour?
If Drake was to say this is my last ever tour.
It'll be
stadiums, bro.
Yeah. As a fan, we would definitely need closure. You know what I mean?
For sure. I think...
I'll go to a Drake
to
concert.
To be honest,
bro. You sound like a hurt Guilford.
I would be hurt, bro.
Definitely need closure.
That's all the songs were.
Think about it this way, bro. The thing is, we grew with Drake. You know what I mean?
I think he might be the only one that would think to do this. Or, actually want to do it. Because like when I say this, I'd love for that to happen with Ye. But I know Ye would. I don't think Ye would do it.
I don't think Ye will ever quit.
I think Ye doesn't ever want to like. I don't think he knows how to like close a chapter. It's the book is always open, kind of thing. Yeah, which I respect.
Kanye's,
I appreciate.
I think Kanye was going to end up like Mally Mal or something like.
Oh, still, don't say that.
Wow,
please
a bodybuilder.
I think Kanye would. It wouldn't be surprising if Kanye brings back good music or another label and take over the game.
You think he could do it? I don't know if he
can. He was already in the midst of Donda and shit.
I think people would be weary of it this time around.
I think there's a lot he couldn't do, bro. I reckon he just needs to chill, bro. Take a backseat for ages.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what
and
he's
then
doing
just
now.
Just drop a single.
When was the last time you see Ye in the headlines?
Yeah.
A long month ago.
Do you know why? Because he was covering other things in the fucking media to overshadow him, Illuminati.
Like those emails.
Yeah.
Oh, talking about...
Like so-and-so. Domino's.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, I'm talking about Domino's and pizzas and all that? Oh. What email, bro?
Like so-and-so and...
rhymes with...
Smepstein.
And Smillery Sminton.
Oh. Yeah.
Sheesh. It's just getting deep on this podcast.
Oh, my tinfoil hat. Yeah, thank you. Can grab it for me, Keegan?
Tinfoil hat segment.
Yep. Yeah. Pizzagate has arrived. There's a lot of pizza incidents.
Whoa.
Pizzagate, you know. Yeah.
Hasn't arrived.
It's on like...
See the F on your hat?
What's your grace?
Andrew Fate, you know.
Ooh.
As well. Mm. Pizza's a big... Pizza's in the middle of it, you know.
It is.
Which is not fair for pizza.
But, if we want to divert from this conversation, we can.
Can we change it to like broccoli? All right, broccoli.
Yeah, there we go. See, I was waiting for that because I was like, bro, I could go in like, if we want to.
We don't
want to
get
you guys.
But I'm lost in translation now. Yeah. There's been so many translations.
What's your thing?
What's your graceful exit before you start talking about pizza?
Oh, mine was like definitely like a double album. Yeah. Like what Lisa said, he pretty much just stole my fucking thing. So
you want to see a double album from Drake?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
R&B one side and then like rap the second side.
You're so full of crap.
You wouldn't even listen to Drake, bro.
No, but I was literally, when you guys were talking, like I literally had the same thing.
You wouldn't be fussed if Drake quit tomorrow.
No, I don't give a f***. but I'm jumping on the f***. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. That's great.
Thanks for joining.
That's great from Dead Skin.
Yeah, that is.
From episode one.
But we're not
going to
get
44.
Out. But Kanye's never going to retire.
Well, yeah,
I don't think he will.
I don't want him to.
I have a question for you guys. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Drake going, like saying all this graceful exit and that. Kendrick seems to be like, in his last couple of albums.
Yeah, let me pull up that post that like that got the whole kind of world buzzing at the time.
Yeah, and so, J. Cole.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm trying to find right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Like could this be the end of an era?
Yeah, so yeah. J. Cole retiring after, I know you put out recently that the teasing the fall off potentially this year. So this is the tweet that kind of went viral. J. Cole retiring after the fall off. Drake said he's considering a graceful exit and Kendrick is choosing himself over music. We're coming to an end of an era.
Okay. Well, what I want to ask is after that, those three greats is through with their career.
Yeah.
Who do we see?
I was pressed about this. You remember at the start of this whole podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who's the next big three? Or
I remember.
And I was so pressed about it.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
Neither.
I don't care. I don't believe in anyone.
Yeah. Nah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't think there's anyone.
Yeah, I don't care because I don't believe, and I don't really have my faith in the scene to be able to pull out that type of talent these days.
I think I'm going with the sound, and my taste at the moment is really liking Lil Baby.
Okay,
Ryla Rodriguez. Which is Lil Baby's artist.
Okay, okay.
And I'm really thinking like
Tekashi.
Like Lil Zay Osama, which is Lil Durk's album.
I'm telling you, it's Tekashi 6ix9ine, bro. No one can stop him.
Bro, he's gone. But I reckon, bro, Lil Baby, Ryla Rodriguez, Lil Zay Osama, the next three maybe.
Spice Ice.
Oh, actually, hold on.
Bro, she's the only one on that list that doesn't have a Lil in front of her name.
Yeah, she's the only one on that list that can probably rap.
I honestly,
sitting, like, if you look at the pool of talent that there is now.
So many.
No one is here and you're like.
This guy said so many.
No, but there are so many.
Yeah.
But there's no one that's like, oh yeah, this dude. Like,
it's definitely not 21. Like, 21's not going to like. Walk across that thing. Project Pat's flow. That's all that he did, and that's why he's fire now.
To be that three, it has to be transcendent.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like it's past the point of like contention. You know what I mean? Like you cannot and like it, but you sounds, can't deny
all,
it.
All of their sounds are different. Everyone now sounds the same. Like, all sounds the same.
If you can deny someone is talented, then that already doesn't put them in that three. Yeah, and a lot of people can deny a lot of the current. Errors and just say that they're not talented.
Like with Drake and J. Cole.
And it's kind of like warranted, whereas like with Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick, like you cannot like them. You can say that they're not for you or you don't like, but you can't deny their talent. Hey, you can't say that they're bad talentless. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's just not possible. Whereas a lot of the other, like the newer acts, it's harder to say that they're.
I feel like Lil Baby's going to do his thing though.
I think so. Yeah. Like for me, if I was to say a face for the genre moving forward, I think Lil Baby is one of them for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But do you think hip hop is in a decline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been 100%. In a decline for the last like 20 years, bro.
Nah.
Not 20.
Well, not 20. 10.
I feel like I feel like the peak.
I'd say five. 10. Yeah.
10. I'm going to say 10.
I'm going to say five. Yeah. 10.
10 years ago. What was that? 2013?
Well, it was just peaking.
Nah,
bro. It was peaking.
Yeah. Nah, but it was like for me, like, Lisa knows,
I get what he's saying because it got really mainstream.
Yeah.
And like, we got to remember that's not like dead skin. That's not dead skin's like
bag.
Yeah, it's not like so. It does fall into this other category where it did where people said it started to become pop. You know what I mean? It's like pop music. But and like let's be honest, like most of the talent played to the mainstream. Like
100%.
Sound for that era, you know what I mean?
From 2013 to now.
Yeah.
And like 5-10 years ago, you couldn't tell me Drake, Kendrick, or J. Cole were like the Trinity.
Yeah.
But now it's just like 155% they are.
Yeah, 100%.
Especially growing up and like realizing it too. Because you can only sit in your little hole for so long before you need to like realize that. Like, and plus like, obviously, the podcast has like helped me a lot to like actually talk and scuffles with people over music that we won't release. But yeah, like honestly, like I feel like it was like at least like 10 years of like like just decline, but not saying like from like 2013 it just went straight down. It was like a slow decline to the, like now.
The confusing part is there's more talent than ever, but it's just less talented.
Right. Yeah, they're less talented talent.
It's more talent, but less talent. And I think that's just goes for the world in general, right? Because like talent seems abundant because it's all like so accessible at your
like
fingertips.
Bro, let's say three, like you take three artists, right? And you put them like next to each other, you play one song, play the next person's song, play the person after that song.
Sounds like you a feature.
Exactly, bro. Or you wouldn't be able to tell who's who or what, or like, true. You know, or where they come from.
Especially these days.
It's hard to distinguish.
Or what kind of music they make. Like with J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake, you know, tell the difference between all three of them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And all the producers now, like, I do get what you mean. Like, the beat sounds the same. And when you listen to Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole,
their sounds are so different.
But it's still different, you can't tell
the babies apart.
It is profitable to sound like a certain artist though too, because algorithmically in Spotify, you like, let's say you try to sound
so
like
stupid, because that's what's killing music.
Like if you try to sound like this person, it can actually, you can profit from it, because you can be algorithmically, you can connected. Be aligned with them. Yeah. So then you're like, if you just stay in that channel, you're just in a safe channel. As long as that sound is true.
You would get killed for that stuff though, like in the
back
80s
in the day.
And 90s.
That's why I can't give JID like full props, because he just sounds like Kendrick.
I don't know, I think JID's pretty. I feel like he's very unique. I do. I believe that.
I think so too, but there are hints of like you can hear
there's hints of a lot of people. But I think that you can say that about anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not saying that, like, I'll ever, like, say that he's not, like, hard.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, I can't give him his full props, because it's just, like, Kendrick.
To you, it's too reminiscent. Yeah, like, I get it. And that's going to be the case for some, like, for many artists, say, where you're just like, nah, it's too, it reminds me. Like, there's been like that for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, with plenty of, like, for me. Someone like that for me is like Corday. It's like, it's just a bit too, it just feels a bit too much like what he's inspired of.
Yeah.
Like directly, to the point where I know the references
like, bro,
and stuff.
You sound like J. Cole. Like this whole album sounds like J. Cole.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like someone that I think is super talented, that's very unique. Like it's someone like Dave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dave is
the fact that you can kind of see the reference, but he's made it his own.
Dave reminds me of Nipsey.
Really? Yeah. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, true. How? Wait, are you talking about Dave East?
No, just okay. Dave from the UK.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Whoa. Wow, he just said the good Dave. Wow.
Are you getting offended?
Because he played Method Man, Jim.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. I was
he's
like,
a bit of Method Man than he is Dave East.
After
the latest album,
I'm a big Davies fan. I'm a big Davies fan.
I like Davies too. I got Davies on my Spotify.
Yeah. I like Davies.
Yeah.
But it's just like with him, you can't listen to him for too long though.
No, you can't, bro. His voice gets too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Or like even some of his bars and shit too. On the latest album, I was just like, nah.
It's just Davies.
You know who grew on me?
Hey.
Freaking Joyner Lucas, bro.
That guy.
There's songs that I like of Joyner Lucas. I wouldn't say he.
What, ADHD?
Bro, I was talking to someone and they had Joyner Lucas in their top five.
Okay,
bro.
Hobson
too.
Let's say, I've been getting a lot of notifications on this channel right here. Subscribe to Ever Defining. For our take, it's kind of like been surfacing, not surfacing, but like people have been commenting on it for our Joyner Lucas, Hobson, and Logic one.
Yeah.
Which brings us to this subject, which also brings me to the subject of, I think Logic just dropped an album also.
Yeah, the RZA's on it. Yeah.
Bro, and he first dropped song. The cover of Today Was a Good Day.
There's, what?
That's right. Was it bad? I didn't hear
terrible,
it.
Terrible, bro.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, did he remix it? Or he just rapped over it?
It's a cover. No, he sings it.
Oh, yuck.
And mama cooked breakfast with no hoe.
Ish.
It's very.
Yeah, it sounded really good.
I like a couple of Joyner Lucas songs, and I think Logic is I do think Logic is talented.
Logic has one good song on his last album.
I like Logic's earlier work, and I think he's a talent. I think he's a good. I think he gets some unfair treatment. I do. For logic.
Do you think he gets unfair treatment, or do you think he, like, the stuff he does warrants the way he's treated?
Okay, so what does he do that?
Well, I don't know, because I don't pay enough attention to him.
I feel like musically he was dated early. Like he came in the game, like you said, Young Sinatra 3 like type of music.
Yeah.
That was like the peak of that sound.
Yeah.
And I think like he just didn't grow from there.
Because like the thing is too, right? Like he came in with the Joey and
the Hobson.
And like Tyler and Cole and Kendrick kind of bringing back that sound of like, I guess,
yeah, like
what people would consider boom bap and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And he was like early in on that. You know what I mean? But I feel like as he's gotten more mainstream, if you've only known him from that point, there's kind of this stigma around Logic.
Of just him being a corny dude.
Yeah, of just straight up like, it's weird. It happens with a lot with that era.
Yeah, it does.
It does. There's a lot of like, you know, it's the same with Tyler. You know, who would have thought Tyler then
would be? Because
that's about 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, going from
to see him develop from there all the way to there.
Yeah,
and it's almost like that was the start of like you have to see the artist evolve in front of your very eyes,
bro. But when he got like when he was winning awards for like Yonkers and stuff, bro, like that was like the first. Is that what the song was called? Yonkers?
Yeah,
Bonkers?
Yeah, Yonkers.
Bonkers, Conkers?
Yonkers.
Like, I had never heard of him before that.
Oh, that beat was crazy. I did.
Nah, yeah. That beat was nuts.
But it's just
I remember fucking first seeing that. It was Kanye posted it on his blog, back when blogs were a thing. And I seen that shit, and I was like,
you're really showing your age, mate.
Yeah. Nah, well, I know, bro.
Like,
I know.
I think the interesting thing is, right?
And I was
like,
on after that.
The interesting thing is with a lot of the artists, let's say that are like 5 to 10 years in. So let's say if you're 5 to 10 years in, you're an established artist. Yeah. Like you're not going to be known as the overnight success. Like, you are a true success story in the world of music.
So will we say that from like,
I just find it
from like Uzi and them back.
Yeah. Like, before, like even Yachty, like, you could say Yachty.
Yeah, like Uzi and Yachty.
They're all at a stage where it's just so interesting how like you see these artists and at some point you did enjoy their music, but it's evolved over time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like, I like Tyler early on, like the 2011, like Yonkers and what you were saying, like Odd Future.
Yonkers, Wolfgang
stuff. And then I jumped off it for a while, probably after, what was the, is it Cherry?
Cherry Bomb. I didn't like Cherry
Bomb. That's probably hard. Where I got off it. Hard. And then just recently again, I've started to appreciate the newer releases that Tyler's been dropping. And it's like the same thing with Logic. Like I liked his earlier work, but up until a certain point when it started to get, and it's not because it's mainstream, I hate that whole, but like when it got more mainstream, it started to evolve to this place where I didn't really like listen to him anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting how that's a phase that's playing out with like these artists that could be in that
I feel
big
like,
three. It's like, it's almost like it's hard to evolve. And as you're evolving, your audience grows as well. Cause like we've seen Drake, particularly Drake, we've seen Cole and Kendrick evolve throughout their careers through different subject matter, soundscapes, flows, the mainstream sound at that time. And they've done it well. And I think that's the other subject that is like a hard thing to figure out, how someone could be in that big three thing.
They're like the only ones that have done it well though.
Well, like, that's like the Kanyes and
Drakes. Like, I mean, in this era, like, they're the only ones. Nah, but even Wayne, he had a fall off period.
When?
Wayne?
Bro, after three.
Shit, the rock star shit.
Bro, after three. Cut of four, after cut of three, all of it, all that rock stuff, I'm not a human being, all of that kind of, bro.
It wasn't a fall off for me. If people didn't like it, that's fine.
Cut of five
but
was
see
sick.
How what I mean when I say how someone evolves, it's a big thing of how someone's perceived.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, for me,
gone through that, he wouldn't be where he's at right now.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have Carter 5.
And it's like, for me, Logic is it's an unfortunate circumstance where how he's evolved, the mass majority has
bro, it's
been
crazy. Like
to any of the other albums.
Bro, the slander that he's getting is crazy.
Yeah. Like, did you listen to the one that was just, like, released?
No. But so that's what I mean.
The one before that was actually like pretty good, and there's like one good song on
but
it.
But the thing
but
is,
it's actually like decent because he like he pretty much because he's like this weird like I watched this documentary on him. He's like this weird like introvert dude that just doesn't leave the house. It's just him, his missus, and his kid. And then he's like sitting there producing all these fucking songs, and like Egon, who's co-owner of like Stonestone Records, comes over and just delivers him all these records, and then he just starts like cooking. It's crazy.
It's probably why his music ain't got no life. He's just stuck in the house.
Yeah, bro, I know. Like, but that's what I mean. Like, because I stopped at a certain point doesn't mean I have to pick it up every time someone drops something. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like eczema.
It's like how I felt about like Deadpool. What's it? It's like I felt about Travis Scott after like Birds in the Trap and then he dropped Astroworld. Everybody was going crazy about Astroworld, but
it's terrible, but
I'm
very accurate. Like
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And all it needs is a bone.
I didn't hop on until like recently, like last year.
Yeah.
But the thing is, about you saying about evolving and how people is perceived, I'm worried about Travis Scott, like with his fourth album.
Nah, he's done, bro.
He's done. Travis, that's what I'm saying.
Devil worship shit.
Yeah, Travis Scott's done, bro.
Not even
devil worship shit was wild.
Nah, not even that. All the controversy about like the Astroworld and stuff. Like musically,
is that
I feel like
forgotten?
I'm worried.
Is that not forgotten about?
Nah, I'm just saying he's done. Like I feel like
is the sound.
I feel like once you have a thing with people and then you disappear, you're done, bro.
See, but the thing is, he's Travis Scott, though.
I thought he'd be.
You're saying that like he's Drake.
Right, he just a Jordan 1 next to everyone's gonna come here, bro.
That's yeah.
Bro, he had.
But if he drops an album, not everyone's gonna cop it.
He just
if the Jordan's right next to him, I get copped in one suit.
Bro, he just dropped a song with Pharrell. Shoe? You know what I mean? And the thing is, bro,
who knew?
Bro, I did. No, but I'm saying is like, bro, this Utopia album, like, it's like what worries me is people gonna perceive it as it is, or is what's the sound?
I do feel like I do think the temperature will be different when Travis Scott drops. I don't think it'll be as hot as it ever. Like,
nah,
I don't think
it won't be like Astroworld.
Yeah, it won't be as in demand. But I don't think it's gonna be that much of a fall off.
Do you reckon it's because of the shit that happened at like the tour? Like if that shit didn't happen, would he still be sweet?
Where we are musically, like Bill said before, like you could put Travis Scott with Don Toliver and they pretty much sound similar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just want to know.
Travis Scott or Don Toliver though?
Yeah.
Don Toliver sounds like Travis Scott.
But that's what I mean. Like with the music, you can only take trap and that sound so far. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like I've seen.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do with it.
And I've seen it all with Travis Scott, like from Birds to like Astroworld and like what's next. You know,
I hate to say it too, Travis Scott. You hear one verse and you heard them all.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And the flow ain't that different every time he does it.
Nah,
and
you can only hear so many. Yeah,
like I don't want to. I like Travis Scott, but the thing is too, he has to touch the instrumental for him to get on the track.
Yeah.
The track is a whole different track by the time his verse comes on.
Yeah,
he's changed the beat up so much. Yeah. To suit him, which is a credit to like
credit to
him because he's made his own style. Like to me, like I do think Travis Scott invented his own style and there was nothing like it before him.
Yeah,
I do believe that.
Yeah,
but it is like what Gene said is there.
There's only so much you can do with it.
Look at I was saying before, like I'm at this stage now where like I think Lil Uzi Vert's new track is like it'll be. I think it's a monumental track that will
say something's crazy
played. Like I just want to rock one. Oh, like, yeah. The massive one. I think that's gonna age well. Hey.
Oh yeah.
I think it's just gonna age well over time. Even
you know
it's
what's
not even
crazy?
A, like
bro,
a
everyone's
cool...
sitting here. You know what's crazy? Lil Uzi Vert has had these little crazy like singles that stuck around.
Oh, yeah. Did you say Lil
like,
Uzi Vert?
Yeah, like, I don't really care. Like how huge was that song?
Yeah.
Of X or Tool Live.
Yeah,
EXO's
Tour Life.
Yeah, yeah.
EXO Tour Life, bro. That song was bumping. It was bumping for 5 years, bro. For 4 years.
Push me to the end. It's crazy. It is crazy.
It's crazy. Oh, wait, fun fact about that song. That song, like, beat wasn't mixed.
True.
Yeah, it just
sounds
like
sent
it. Yeah, crazy.
That's actually a dope song.
Yeah. No, it is.
But it's just crazy how much he has evolved himself.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, do we see a new evolution of Travis Scott? But I just can't see that.
I don't.
I can't see him. I don't know what. What do you mean?
He did evolve from like fucking Al Farrow.
So yeah, like, but is, yeah. That, is that evolve or is that just progressing as an artist?
All right.
There's a difference.
Actually, I reckon he just refined his, like...
Refined, yeah.
That's perfect. What he knows. It's just like Metallica. Metallica was so raw up until a certain time. Now, yeah. Korn. Korn were, like, so raw and shit in the day. Now they've gotten to us, and then they went to a certain point when they sound exactly the same on every album, and they've found their formula, and they're just going to keep doing it, so...
Yeah. I feel like Travis Scott's formula was Birds in the Trap.
I don't think you can
rodeo.
I don't think you can
the rodeo album.
You know what you said just then in that joke, like with like I'm not familiar, but like what I'm saying, I don't know if you can refine a sound in hip hop.
Yeah,
and keep it.
Nah, because you have to evolve.
It's a young man's game.
Bro.
It's the NBA, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
How can Hove at 50, bro? Or 53, whatever the heck he is, still have the best verse of the year, bro.
Yeah.
That's not just by progressing or like his skills getting better. Like he's managed to stay so relevant, bro, throughout what? Like five generations of hip hop.
He's like without even dropping an album like half the time.
Well, that's the thing that he was saying about before. Like, there's people that like I'm not into Hove,
but it's because we've seen five different versions of him.
Yeah.
When you see multiple,
still around.
That's the only way. Hey, because like that's the thing too. Like, if you're gonna say, it's basically in everything. Like, you can't just be good at one thing. Like, it's like in the NBA.
Or, like, Travis Scott can't be Travis Scott now in 10 years.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to be transcendent of
in 10 years. He'd be like Ja Rule.
You know,
you can't have four albums that sound the same. You can't have.
He'd be a Juicy Fist.
Hold on. Oh. Well, think about it this way, bro. Ja Rule got you singing in, like, you know, mid 2005s and shit to like 2008. You know,
yeah, 50 Cent.
Ja Rule was crazy.
10 years later, bro, this guy's doing Vegas shows and you know.
Ja Rule had some hits, and he's. Anyway, 50 Cent
made fun of him for doing that singing shit, and then turns around and then sings the chorus for that game song.
But that's what I mean, bro. Like, Travis Scott could be the next Ja Rule.
I know what you mean.
Four more Astro Worlds, it's done.
That's a weird take, but I understand what you're saying.
Has happened today. Travis Scott could be the next Ja Rule. And he had it straight. You can't get any conversations like this.
You know who was Ja Rule after Ja Rule, bro? T-Pain.
Yeah, dead ass.
So dead now, ass. Trevor Scott is the next T-Pain, bro. I promise you.
I'm going to upload this as a clip with no context.
Nah, straight up, dude.
I can see that.
You know how much hate he's going to get from me? But the thing is,
And the thing is, bro, I love T-Pain, bro. Honestly, T-Pain was so fire.
Don Toliver's the next T-Pain.
Nah, he's still got a couple of years in him. He's still got a couple of years.
I thought Quavo was going to be the next T-Pain.
Anyway.
It's a weird comparison.
Sweet as.
I'm trying to understand the logic of all these. Don't try to jump in and just throw a name in there. I gotta say, he's just.
I thought Wale was gonna.
Whoa! Don't talk about Wale.
I gotta say, you've successfully done the 2 minutes of the worst takes I've ever heard in my life.
That's right. King cut half of the.
Bro, so wait. So you don't think that Trevor Scott is gonna be like
Ja
T-Pain?
Oh, Ja Rule.
I understand logic. What, like Twitch streaming and stuff?
No. I mean, in terms of
like noobs on Call of Duty.
I'm just trolling off like.
Bro, have you seen T-Pain's podcast?
Is it good? I haven't seen the podcast.
Bro, it's like a podcast on steroids, bro.
Wait, what are you doing?
He just like plays games with the.
I mean, I watched the Twitch, but I don't know his podcast.
Yeah, he's got like Nappy Boy Radio.
True.
Or the Nappy Boy Podcast, something like that.
It should be called Nappy Boy Radio.
I think it's called the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast.
Yeah. That's dumb still. Just drop the podcast.
Just call it the Nappy Boy Radio.
Yeah, like everyone knows Nappy Boy Radio.
Yeah.
That was
iconic.
But what I'm saying with T-Pain,
you should have LLC'd that in 2006, bro.
Should've. What we're trying to explain is like when people.
I'm just playing with you with the 2 minutes of what I get. What you're saying, but with no context, it sounds hilarious.
It does.
Just don't attack us.
If you just put the
context,
Travis Scott is the next T-Pain.
What do you mean?
Well, Travis Scott is the next. I think Travis Scott's the next Ja Rule is a more outlandish thing.
I thought Quavo was going to be the next.
I did, so he did well.
What do you mean? Wait, hold on a second. You thought Quavo was going to be T-Pain until he done well?
Yeah, until he just continued to be like good, because like back when he first started, he was like obviously rapping, and then he started jumping on everybody's fucking chorus.
Oh, they hooked.
Just like, oh, it's going to be T-Pain all over again. But then obviously the Migos ended up being like way bigger.
The Migos, eh?
Man.
Is that the song?
I don't know. If you sung it in auto-tune, I'd probably know it.
Let's
better takes. Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, let's switch it up. Let's stop talking about music.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Illuminati?
Okay.
Nah,
okay.
We don't have to.
And pizza.
Oh.
Well.
What about?
Let's talk about what's going on Instagram. Because obviously Gene brought it up.
Yes.
And it's an interesting topic.
Oh, Kylie Jenner and Selena Gomez?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not that.
Oh, Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner.
Oh, they're hooning.
No?
Are they hooning?
It's not that either.
Oh.
Go on, keep guessing.
It's not about what's on the Instagram.
Oh.
It's about Instagram itself.
Keep guessing. Yeah,
it's about the company.
It's about the functionalities of what you can do on.
What can you do?
What is this?
What can you do?
The verification subscriptions. Yeah.
So I can pay to get verified.
Yeah.
You pay for a blue tick.
You pay monthly.
How much?
To be verified.
How much?
Like $30.
It's $25 a month.
$25. That's done.
Yeah.
Dead skin. Blue tick.
So right now you can be verified. They're saying, you're verified. Mm. You have one-on-one support. A one-on-one support team member, which I think, I don't know if that can be true.
What does that even mean though?
Well, you just have direct support with people that work there, apparently.
What does that mean if you have direct support? Like, what are they going to support you with?
I'm guessing in terms of, like, if you need a different functionality, like, let's say something went wrong with the ad or...
Someone's
like,
trying
you know,
to
you beat
you. Or if you needed to, like, emergency,
or, yeah, or
like,
someone said,
delete
or said
something.
Someone's,
more.
Like,
yeah.
Like, someone's faking to be me. Or,
you know what's funny?
How do I get more, like, optimization for monetization and this, blah, blah, blah. But it's saying that you get more, like, reach. In terms of like engagement, you're verified.
What's crazy? Like that whole blue tick thing on Instagram.
Bro, change my name to Blue Tick Billy, bro.
90.
Done.
Yeah. No, but
gone.
You know what? Like the perception of being verified, I feel like it's all freaking made up by influencers and us people. Because I think the whole function of it at the start was to stop. Fake accounts from
celebrities
from like scamming people.
Don't you have to have like X amount of like people to get into?
And that whole buzz about having a blue tick is like, oh, you're an important person. I think that whole buzz was just made due to like the fact that the society is wanting something like that. You know what I mean?
Verification.
It's the same
verification,
maybe.
And it's like the moral high ground. Like, I'm more popular.
Yeah.
Than
they want
verified.
Gratification for the work that they've put in, the amount of followers they have, and all of that.
Yeah, is that the same reason why people want to be in VIP?
But blue tick means I'm successful.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as people think. I don't think everyone has this whole logic of like, oh, now that everyone can get it, it's lost its value. Like, I think I don't think that's true. I just don't think everyone's gonna want to get it.
Yeah, like, but I think it provides more. I think it provides more opportunity for like like the hungry up and comer.
Yeah.
I mean,
wanting
you think
to
about it,
expand their reach and all of that.
If you think about it, $25 a month, that's $300 a year. There's not many people that are gonna put $300 a year into themselves.
Especially with inflation.
I low key wanna do it for like a month and then
instead of Netflix.
Yeah, like I wanted to do it actually forever defining. But the thing is, you can't do businesses. Yeah. You can only do personal brands.
Well,
for
the thing
now.
The thing is, it's far better to do it for something that you're a creator of rather than something you consume. Like,
like a new rapper that's paid for
it's
ads
a tool.
And shit.
I think what they need to
do. You know what? I'm doing it tonight.
I think they need to do what they need to do with this, and they have to have a subscription for everyone else. That isn't like for verified, but just is just to get rid of the ads, bro.
Yeah. Ads and bots.
Get rid of the ads. Get rid of the ads. Bro, the like the amount bots. Of ads on stories and in your feed, and also like, I know my Mrs. Andre always says it, the suggested posts.
Oh yeah, that's annoying.
The amount, like you don't get to see much that you actually follow.
Yeah, people that you actually follow. Yeah,
it's like almost under 50%. It's like suggested posts, things you might may like, and then ads, and then it's like people that you actually follow as posts, which is crazy. So I think they need to have a pay feature just for that. And I mean, just make it not that much money. I think people. Yeah, I don't think everyone would pay for it, but I think there's people that use it enough. Mm. Cause like YouTube, you can get YouTube Premium, no ads. It's the same logic, and like I think if we're going to a subscription model on social media, which I don't fully agree with, but at the end of the day, they're gonna do what they're gonna do.
You know what they say, man.
Then you kind of have like more like tiers to it, you know, for what people want.
You know what they say, man. Like subscription, like you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's spitting facts right now.
You're like, I mean, it's all for the great. Are we both getting texts tonight? Me and you are both getting texts tonight.
Yeah, bro, I'm ticking up my tick.
Bro, it won't be the first time I've ticked it off for you. Sorry,
I'll tick off.
Won't be the first time I've ticked it off, G.
I'm lost.
It's same.
Yeah. I'm lost.
What did you tick off?
I think he's.
Oh, TikTok.
Yeah.
Like made someone angry?
Yes.
Oh, got you.
Thank you for explaining that. What do you mean, who?
Who'd you make angry?
Probably like nine people in this room.
Nine people? And there's only four of us here.
you ticked off everyone twice and one person three times.
Yeah, that's happened.
Holy heck.
There's only four? Yeah, other than...
Oh, no, I meant other than him.
Keegan, I mean,
you can't. Well, I mean, you
don't look at me. Look at him.
I mean, you could have ticked yourself off. Huh? That's true.
Well, we'll end it with wrestling talk.
Let's go.
Rhea Ripley,
This has become my favorite part of the podcast.
Rhea Ripley's getting the bout.
Did you see Rhea Ripley's trailer for WrestleMania?
Yeah, dog.
Nah.
Where she crushed the can with her eyes?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, it was a
trash.
John Cena on the voiceover.
Yeah, the reason why it's trash is because
I don't even
like,
know the reference.
It doesn't suit her character.
Do you know the reference?
What was it?
It's
the best ones is Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
Yeah, the Joker one. The Joker one was crazy.
I don't know. Seth Rollins was cool. And even the Miz's one was better.
It was better than this one.
I don't know. I don't know the reference.
What was it? Can you say it again?
So she's in, I don't know what the reference, yeah, she's in a psych ward.
Interrogation room.
Yeah, and John Cena's interrogating her.
But he's not in it.
It's just her, and she's sitting there looking, and then she like, there's like a can, and it says Flair on it.
Yeah.
And then she sits there.
She breaks it.
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, still not feeling it. You need, like, the best thing of the last, like, LA WrestleMania is like you knew the references straight away. Like there was a Pulp Fiction one.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, Seth Rollins and the Joker, like that whole thing, like it matches, bro.
Yeah.
Like him dancing down the stairs and
shit. Bro, that was so good. Like, cause that's his buzz right now.
There should have been more comedic ones.
Yeah. Could have done without like Becky Lynch trying to do the Joker's voice. Oh, trying to do Batman's voice. Could have done without that.
That was alright.
But I think it was probably supposed to be comedic. Like,
that's why I was saying.
I mean, you have to do it. Her nickname's the Man.
Batman, the Man Cave,
the Bat Cave. Like,
she's too funny.
Much to do with it.
But, I actually really like Becky Lynch.
Bro, she's a great character. Her and Lita got the belt, and Trish Stratus came out.
That's right.
It's a weird one.
But it is weird. But
it's hard. Yeah, I like it.
It is what it is.
Rey Mysterio. Officially the first inductee for the WWE Hall of Fame.
He deserves it.
I'm sure this guy has fond memories of Rey. This is his era.
Booyaka.
He's probably one of my favorite wrestlers.
Booyaka.
I was kind of disappointed when I got a toy and it was Rey Mysterio, but it was like those big rubber Rey Mysterio dolls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't even build the limbs and
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite wrestlers.
I got Goldberg and like with the bout. And then you get like a little Rey Mysterio that you used to like pick up and like slam around. And it wasn't even like it was just like a rubber one. Like
I've always wanted to own like a Rey Mysterio mask, but I never got to.
Bro, same. I've always wanted a Rey Mysterio
mask.
My friend had one like that he put off eBay, but it was fake. Shout out to Jack.
Bro, I used to get wrestling magazines, bro. from like my mum's mate who worked in a bookshop.
Oh, yeah, that's
we used to get them for free, and all of their belts and masks and stuff were like at the back of each magazine, bro.
Oh,
and they had like all different colored belts, different colored Rey Mysterio
it's like,
masks, and all
it's
of
the
that.
Source magazine when you buy like grills and
yeah, you can buy grills and sneakers and crap. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Bro, it was just like that. I used to like look at them like, "Fuck, man, one day I want to buy me a mask, bro, buy me a belt."
Bro, in grade 6 and grade 7, all I do, and I had it down to a T, all I do would draw like Rey Mysterio's mask and just design like different colorways of Rey Mysterio's mask.
That's hectic.
Like, I just draw out his mask and then I just draw different colorways.
Bro, you know what's funny? So on PlayStation, right? On PlayStation Plus, you could download WWE 2K22 for free.
Oh, what? Just now?
Bro, do you have it?
This was like a month ago.
Do you have it? I have it. Do you want to play?
Bro, we should.
We should.
Oh, I downloaded it.
Bro, but what I done was that, bro, I haven't even played it hard out.
Yeah.
But I'd just go on, bro, and just like
design.
Change all their uniforms and crap, bro. Like even Jeff Hardy and that, like, bro, I was just like, bro, I feel like a little kid again.
The character got me going, bro. Yeah, bro. Like, I was doing
that. I'm getting 2K23. I'm going to put the 2K23 trailer in here. And they got a story mode. The story mode looks good.
I heard.
It's called Myra's mode. It looks really good.
Oh, yeah, and I'll battle you because we got PS5s.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to. Like, I don't know.
I don't have a PS5. My flatmate does.
I don't know if you can use that character from that mode, but obviously you can make your own character.
That's sick.
We need to jump on this.
Tag team.
But salute to Rey Mysterio, bro. That's a
100%. Yeah, he needed it,
bro.
But he's been on the grind. Like, I'm 27 now, cuz. Well, how old was I when I stopped watching? Like, maybe 10?
Bro, I was watching Rey Mysterio. Since, I remember like the Halloween Havoc in like 96 or some crap.
WCW.
When he was
Wait,
Phantom,
what do you
bro.
Mean? Well, 96? I was 1 year old, bro.
Bro, he was like he dressed up, he had like a Phantom costume.
Yeah, I remember that.
How old is he,
Halloween Havoc, bro.
Well, he took his mask. Remember when he lost his mask and he was in the Kevin filthy
Nash,
animals and shit?
And Kevin Nash told him to put it back on.
He did a Riddler one as well, hey. He did a Riddler.
Yeah, he's done Riddler, bro. Yeah, and that's the thing, like, all his WrestleMania appearances and stuff.
Yeah, crazy one.
Like, his pay-per-view things, he does, like, themes off different characters.
Yeah.
He's done, like, Silver Surfer.
Bro,
Captain America, he's done the Riddler. He's done a Joker one. He's done Iron Man. He's done so many, bro. And, like... You know, it's the gangsterous ones is like his Louis Vuitton mask. All of that. He's done Mexico ones.
I love that era when he was like, he'd wear the extra mask and then give it to...
Yeah, give it to someone.
But like,
is that the mask that he had on top? Like it was like a... What do you call it? You know, like an executioner's mask almost.
Bro, he might be one of the best.
No, he'll just wear the same mask over and then take his actual mask off and look exactly the same underneath.
Got you.
I don't want to say he's the best, I think he might be one of the most powerful faces of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what I mean by that is, I don't know if you've seen, but when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, he came out and, like, you know, they celebrated and they were cheering him on. And then his son, Dom, obviously, he came out to ruin the party. And it's just crazy. Like, that's what I mean. Like how much heel heat that his son has right now because of how much he disrespects his father. And it's like, it's always been that way with everything. When Batista turned on Ray,
Eddie and
Big
Ray.
Show, Eddie, like everyone got like so much heel heat.
Yeah.
From like,
Brock with Ray.
Like, like just, you'd always...
Because everyone loves Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, you'd always root for him so much. Why? And feel so bad for him, and you'd hate whoever was like just destroying it, like at that time.
Yeah, I think it's because Rey's too much of a nice guy for you to like. Yeah. Oh no, he kind of deserves it. Or I'm getting sick of him. Like he's too the man. He's he's just the man,
sick
bro.
Of him. You can't get
That's
sick
why
of
I
him.
Hope. I hope he doesn't have a match against his.
Bro, and he's the only like lucha dude, bro, to have a career this
long.
Yeah.
And he's a high
successful,
flyer.
Bro. He's that's what I mean. He's like, 48. He's a high flyer. Like, I remember I used to watch WCW just to watch their cruiserweight division, bro.
Yeah, true.
Just because it was way better than WWF's at the time.
Right. He versed 48. And he versed
Dean Malenko, Billy Kidman.
He versed all the big dogs,
Juventude.
Like, he versed all the big dogs, too, bro. Like, he versed, like, Big Show. Yeah. Like, you know, all the big.
He became
wasn't
world heavyweight champion too.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
it's a crazy career.
Nah, it is.
He deserves it. Undertaker's next.
Undertaker's already happened.
Oh, so it's not a new thing.
What's that? What? Hall of Fame?
Yeah, yeah. See, nah, I only just realized that it's not like a new thing.
Yeah, New York Rangers started watching it again.
No, yeah. Yeah, Hall of Fame's been going, I think, since 07 or 08.
Hulk Hogan,
maybe even prior to that, but the show itself.
Who else do you reckon is going on?
It's the night before.
JBL.
It'll be Roman Reigns.
I think JBL already is as well.
Yeah.
I think WWE, the Hall of Fame is the night before WrestleMania.
Oh, sick.
Who else do I think it could be?
John Morrison, G.
Is Kane in there?
I hope they
Kane's
like...
Kane's already in there.
I hope
is Kane in there?
Kane's inducted him.
Goldberg?
The only thing I can't remember... Yeah.
Yeah, I think Goldberg is... I hope like Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
No, I don't think... See, these are the names that I don't think will happen yet.
Because Jeff was the one that was on drugs, so they won't give
it. They will eventually.
Matt, Jeff, Chris, Rock, I don't think will happen yet just because there's still potential of them competing, either coming back.
Bro, Batista is about to.
Yeah, I think Batista might be. Batista might be one.
That's cool.
This year.
Is Hunter in yet?
I wouldn't mind... Yeah,
Triple H. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Dudley Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Logan Paul. Nah, not yet. I wouldn't mind Dudley Boys, yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think their celebrity will be?
Spike Dudley.
Logan Paul. Like he can say, nah.
Spike Dudley.
Celebrity.
Spike.
So what's crazy? I have a Dudley Boys toy.
Which one?
Both of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll send a photo later.
Straight up.
I want a t-shirt.
I want a 3D Dudley Boys t-shirt.
Yeah. I need a t-shirt. Yeah.
I'll send a photo later.
Like, bro, crazy. You should tape the middle of your glasses, bro. Like Bubba Ray.
I should. Hey.
That'll be lit.
I remember it came with like a trash can and
straight up.
Be sick if it came with a chair or with a table.
No, it came with a chair and a trash can, bro.
Oosh.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know. Like... I don't know who else could be in the Hall of Fame this year, but I think Batista's actually really good.
Yeah.
I think that's for sure.
And I think, too, we forget about people, like, they'll probably announce some and we'll be like,
RVD.
Oh, damn,
I think it's time for RVD.
Oh, he didn't have much of, like, an impacted career, though.
RVD?
Yeah.
Bro, Donald Trump's in the Hall of Fame.
I think, like, RVD is long enough. Like, ECW, all the way up into here.
RVD has a very decorated career, even in the WWE.
Can we just say, RVD had the weirdest uniform as a wrestler.
Are you talking about like his tie-dye, like yin-yang?
It was all spray paint. It was all custom spray painted too.
Oh, like airbrushed.
Yeah.
Crazy. I didn't know it was airbrushed.
Yeah, me personally, I like it.
Nah, I thought it was fire too.
And he smokes dope.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It kind of played into his character. Like, I was like, this dude does drugs.
And he does.
I liked how simple his boots were, and it just said Rob Van Dam and simple fun.
All right. And like the big boots with like the knees.
Yeah, Shane
G. In
a segue, though, who do you reckon, who is your favorite, like uniform?
Let's do worst attire.
Worst attire, bro?
I've got one.
Who?
Greg Carly.
Just undies.
just black long pants. Trousers.
I don't know. Silky pants.
I don't know if it's horrible or just generic.
Yeah, it's generic, bro. Because he, like, that, it didn't set him apart from anyone. Like,
bro, imagine him in tights.
Yeah, it's like
Lisa's character on 2K.
I feel like the worst has to be, like, something where it's very, like, distinguishable. It just didn't hit.
Well, I think, see, like, Mankind. Not his mask, but his clothes.
Oh yeah,
like the brown.
I like when
Mankind used to have the button-up shirt.
Oh yeah,
and I like that man.
The only thing is, I just don't know what other pants he could have wore.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like, it's not so much his attire, but more so his shape.
Do you know what I mean?
There's not much he could have done.
Doesn't he look like a potato?
I can't fault him for that.
It's because he looked like a potato.
You look like a potato.
I can't fault him for that. I'm trying to think of like a horrible, like actual horrible.
Horrible one was Trish Stratus because she had to wear clothes.
Oh, Finley.
My goodness.
What about Finley? The whole old green.
Oh, Hornswoggle.
He was just dressed like
a leprechaun.
Yeah, that's racist.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of a bad one. I'm struggling.
There's no terrible ones. There's heaps, bro.
There's heaps of terrible.
Actually, you know what? If you're a WWE fan, please in the comments type in the worst
Worst we'll attire.
Go, we'll do it for an episode.
Half of them will say
worst
gold dust.
WWE
I don't want to go through the best because we know what the best ones are.
Half who's the best?
Jeff Hardy.
Gold dust.
Oh, bro. Jeff Hardy's is iconic, bro.
Gold dust has a dope one.
Yeah, like, gold dust
is
cool.
Something that I am.
Yeah. Even how it evolved, like.
Yeah.
The stuff, like how he wore the vest ones, like it's just black and gold and.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio.
Oh, bro. Obviously. Rey Mysterio is up there.
Kane.
Dudley Boys is very distinguishable, but I think it's dope for them.
Old era of Kane was dope.
Yeah. We talked about him before, but Taz with the towel over his head as well. Mm. Like something just so.
Oh,
so
you know
simple,
who, you know who has ugly attire, bro? Samoa Joe. Like his shorts, bro.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
His shorts, bro. He's wearing like
I get what you
he's
mean.
Wearing power walking shorts, bro.
Wait,
I get
what you mean. Does John Cena still wrestle?
Yes, he's fighting at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but what does he put wearing?
Jorts.
Now?
He's wearing jorts. He came out
same
in the jorts.
Same thing he
wears.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
He came out in the jorts.
That actually might be one of the worst.
Yeah. It didn't age well.
Or is it just because of the amount of time?
It just didn't age well.
Nah, but there was a certain time. There was a time where he wore...
The Reebok pumps and shit.
Nah. That's okay.
The visors?
No, there was... Oh, the
trunk. The trunk when he used to wear tights.
Wow. The trunks.
When he came out with like the American hair, kind of used to wear tights.
Oh, no. He wore like a pair of shoes that was just like hideous.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else had some bad ones.
I hate the Uso shoes.
I'll tell you who's bad right now. Things. Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins ones are bad right
now.
Yeah, my guy's... Nah, he's a fashion icon, bro.
Nah,
How's he a fashion icon right
now? Bro, he comes out flexing with like fur jackets and
You know what? You know who's... You know what? He's just getting New Day hand-me-downs, G.
Yeah, I like it.
Just because fur jackets doesn't mean it's hard.
But it's like his pants and that. Like, it's bro.
Because he can fit them?
No, because they look like pants. The New Day's pants.
They're not as good.
Yeah,
not,
I get that.
No.
The New Day are those model dudes,
but the thing is, it's not even better.
No.
Are they joking?
The New Day's like Kofi Kingston.
It's not even better than what he used to wear.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know him back then. So I just see him as he is.
Like, when he went all white, that was hard.
Yeah.
When he was, what do you call it? With
the
corporate.
The vest thing was hard, yeah.
Yeah, the vest, bro. That was crazy.
It was in the Shield, though, eh? So he used to wear, like
yeah, that was
cargos
the whole, like,
cargo
SWAT
pants
team
and shit.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, that would have been sick.
But that was, not even that. The era after that was even better.
Yeah, it was. But you know what's dumb, though, is that how Roman Reigns has just, like, carried that on.
Just wears,
like, he still
cargo
wears cargo pants.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Cargo pants and boots.
At least he's not wearing the vest anymore.
Yeah. So it would be weird seeing him in like some trunks or something. Like you'd be like, what the hell? Like, bro, your legs are white as.
See, like,
I think that has to stick, eh?
Yeah, it does.
See, I didn't.
Even if he was to change his pants, the tights would look weird.
Yeah,
like because I think John Moxley.
Yeah.
I think he started doing trunks in AEW.
He did,
and it looks weird.
Yeah.
Because he used to just do the jeans.
Yeah,
and
jeans and a singlet, yeah.
Well, I thought that wasn't that good of a look.
Nah, I don't know. Right. I think it just played into the kind of character he was.
Yeah.
I have another question. If you guys were a WWE star or a wrestling star.
I knew that was going
to
do it.
What song would you walk out to?
What song?
Yeah. Slayer, Raining Blood.
In general, music.
In music now, like it can't be your own song. Like,
Slayer,
what song would
Blood.
You walk out?
Slayer, Raining Blood or Rowdy by Kay Leezer.
I'd walk out to I'm a Boss.
You know what though? Rowdy can work though. Yeah, I can see you walking out of the Rowdy.
Fireworks. Yeah.
I'm a Boss by Meek Mill.
Oosh.
Yeah.
On a motorbike. On a motorbike.
That's hard.
That's tough.
That's
man.
Actually hard.
On a quad bike, that'd be sick. Throwing wheelies and shit.
Yeah, right. And
I might just do Dreams and Nightmares, but just straight from the. Hold up, wait a minute.
Y'all thought I was finished.
Yeah,
I caught the ass of money, y'all thought it was rented.
Man, that's wild.
I might just start off with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I think we talked about last week.
Well, that's the thing. I was thinking Dreams and Nightmares, but then I was like, oh, it starts too slow. Like,
yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I think the dope thing with a theme song that's hard to hit is like when something like where there's something that is said right before the music's dropped.
Yes. You think you know me?
Yeah. If you smell, or the glass shutter. Yeah. Like if something happens.
Yeah.
Before, or like Shawn Michaels even has it with the. Like if you, with that.
Yeah, it's like all the little catchphrase stuff, eh?
Generation. Yeah.
Well, how does this start?
Doof, well, doof.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Oh. Okay. Doom. Does not start like that. think you can tell us what to do?
Oh, yeah, it's a,
think you can tell us what to wear?
I like,
know who you're talking to.
I like the newer ones. Yeah. I like the newer ones with like the chants.
This has turned into a wrestling podcast.
I like the chants ones that they do now, like Seth Rollins and like Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon that's sick.
Sami Zayn too.
And yeah, Shinsuke. Yeah. Shinsuke's was cool.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Shout out to Rey Mysterio.
Shout out, man.
Yeah, big dog.
You're my dad.
Hard.
He looks like your dad.
Thanks. And I think that's about it for us. Make sure you subscribe.
Yeah.
Like, comment.
That was fun.
It was another podcast. Let us know if you just want a strictly podcast. Strictly wrestling podcast.
Bro, strictly hard. Podcast podcast.
If you want wrestling, exactly. You want wrestling episodes, bro.
If you want a podcast.
You tell us what you would like us to talk about.
And comment down below what was the worst wrestling attires of all time.
Yes.
Yeah. Blue Meanie.
You got any sign-offs, Dean? Anything you want to say before we go?
Doink the Clown.
Just get it done, man.
Just get it done.
Whatever you got to do. Just get it done.
Bills?
Yeah, I've got a quote. Too much pizza is bad for you.
Yes.
I like that.
That's good.
Zeus had the worst attire because he had the weird...
That's sad. He couldn't change his eyes.
Lightning bolt shaved into his head. And then he had like a monobrow and he had fucked up eyes. But shout out Debo.
And rest in peace.
I forgot he was dead. I shouldn't have said it.
What I'm going to say in conclusion with tonight's episode is...
You think you know me?
Is I think after this episode, we can solely establish that Travis Scott is either going to become the next Ja Rule...
Yeah.
Or T-Pain.
The next T-Pain.
And Quavo could have been the next T-Pain.
But he got good.
And that's how we're going to finish the podcast. Subscribe, like, comment.
Peace.
Episode 44. We'll be back again.